Colonel Haig's on the line.
Oh, well, just a moment, please.
All right.
Yeah.
So what do you do about that?
I'm not so sure. I think that they were just right down to their knees where they belong to be. They just can't cope with it. What they saw there was real truth.
Coming right down to it, Al, when you look at it, you know, and all this crap we're taking and the Congress being Democratic and the Republicans being weak and all the rest, wouldn't it really be better for the country, you know, to just check out and no, seriously, I mean that, and because I'm not at my best. I've got to be at my best, and that means fighting this damn battle, fighting it all out. And I can't fight the damn battle, you know, with people running in with their little tidbits and their rumors and all that crap, and that the president, you know, make a deal to, you know, to pay off this one and that and the other thing. Huh?
I'll tell you, sir, if you ever even conceived of leaving them, just think what it would have done to those people who were with tonight.
But they are such a small group, Al.
No, sir, they're not. Not at all. I saw two groups, one at noon today, last night, and I tell you, it's just not so. They're all with us, and they're with you. It would be the greatest shock this country ever had. My God, look, you just put out that paper, the stock market soaring.
Did the stock market go up?
29 points today, sir.
Oh, what was that? The balance payments?
No. The Wall Street think it was a combination of your statement, which renewed confidence, the balance of payments, and the lousy show yesterday on television, which proved that these bastards don't even know what they're talking about.
Well, Al, we got to take a hard look at it because I'm, you see, the thing is that what really counts is the man. And goddammit, the man's got to be doing the job, and I'm not really doing the job because I'm so wound up in this son of a bitching thing, you know. You know, people like Bazard comes in with this scare story and this one and that and the other one and so forth. And, you know, you got Dean out there, you know, and ready to scream about this and that.
We'll have that, sir, but we're...
Richardson is sort of a weak read. And...
Yeah, he's coming along. I've spent about an hour and a half with him today. He's at the work, and he's doing it, and he's proud as hell he got through. I think the cabinet's never been in better shape. I was worried about Rogers Morton because of that fella shooting himself today. I called him tonight. Hell, he's up.
Would you say what, fella?
The fella who took his seat, you know.
Committed suicide. Committed suicide?
Yeah.
Who did? What?
The representative from, that was Roger Morton's replacement.
Why did he commit suicide?
Oh, he had a problem. I don't know. So he's in good shape. He just, there isn't anybody that isn't ready to go and isn't going. We got to do a little work in the house.
You see, we don't have the big guns fighting, though. God damn them. Well, Scott, maybe, yeah.
Scott did a superb job. He really did. Aaron's, I saw tonight, told me that the Republican Congress, who you saw this week, he said they've never been higher. That business last night, he said those men left there, they were so proud.
One thing that I would like you to do with Henry, you know, because Henry is under great pressures with all these jackasses, you've got to see that he doesn't come in emoting about this and that, because Henry is not capable of making this kind of decision.
Well, I tell you, sir, he's ready to go out there on Tuesday. I thought we were going to have a problem there. You know, we said, hell, I'll go out free. And I'd love to get a question on the wiretapping and the national security. taking on?
Well, they should take the line, that line that Henry ought to really read and assimilate that damn speech I made this afternoon, because that was a god, if I told, as I told you earlier, that was a goddamn effective speech.
That's the finest speech I've heard,
but how do we get it around? The press, they all said, ho-hum, son of a bitch is defensive, and he's on.
It played beautifully tonight on the television.
You think so?
Oh, boy. Everybody has been raving about it. And the line on Ellsberg, by God, you drew the line. Just the hell with it. That needed to be said.
Well,
I think you had a great, magnificent day. I really do. I just think,
Only you've had a little earlier, so it could have been on television, but when you see Keyes worked his ass off, and the television won't run him because they said they couldn't because they had too much Ellsberg stuff. Yeah. You must say that, my God, wasn't that Flynn great? And Jimmy Stewart and the rest and Vic Damone, they were all, you know, they spoke from the heart.
They all did, that's right. I just I don't know how it could have been a more fitting day. I really don't.
White House has never seen a party like this, believe me.
Never.
Never. Well, I tell you, those men, those women, you know, the posting the women was a good thing because one of the guys asked me to do that, and I thought it was good.
Well, I thought you handled it.
And we stuck it to them in that December bombing in a way, too, didn't you? Huh?
I thought you stuck it to them, but you handled yourself so well, Mr. President. You know, everyone felt... God, there was a warmth for you, and I don't know whether you felt it or not, but you certainly reflected it. That was just a great day to me. All the way through the sampling, the speech, reception. Men just raved about Mrs. Nixon. The women did, raved about the afternoon, your speech, and then to come into that White House affair and be treated like that, and to have that spirit of patriotism.
Just oozing with patriotism. Well, you know, one thing you got to figure, though, you got to say, let's assume that none of it's true, but all this crap's going to fly, and this son of a bitch Cox and the rest will try to, they're all saying they're going to try the president and all that horse shit. It's going to be rough.
Yeah. I'm not so sure. It'll be rough for a while, but I think we've turned the corner. I think we've passed our low point. I think it's going to get better each day. We'll get a few jokes, but we've got momentum behind us.
Well, we may have to do something that Ron, of course, is not too keen on, and that is to take on... Believe me, Al, we may have to take the press on. Because basically the press is going so far here.
Well, Henry told me he took one on today, that Time magazine guy, Schechter, he said he's sick and tired of this goddamn press being wailing.
Who said, Henry said it or Schechter?
Henry said it to Schechter.
But you see, Al, the Schechters and all the rest are desperately wanting us to lose. That's our problem.
They want us to lose, but you know why, sir? It's a hell of a lot deeper than Watergate or the Republican Party or you. It goes even beyond that. They don't want the country. They don't want the right principles to survive in this country. You have to represent that. That's just too much water.
Thank you. right there?
Yes, sir.
What'd you think?
God, she never had a better evening. She's just as proud as punch.
You know, I went around table hop to, deliberately to, so that people didn't feel that we were, you know, just talking to the big shots. And it was, I must say, the most emotional damn thing. Almost tore me apart. These kids and their wives and so forth, they're all crying and kissing and but they're just so few.
I'm not sure of that, sir. I really don't believe. I think the trouble is that we've got this sick Washington environment. It's not the rest of the country. My family came down here from New Jersey last night, and they said, my God, the people are all with the president. It's just not the way it's portrayed here or in the New York Times.
Well, we'll talk about the plane. We'll see.
Fine.
But we've got to take a hard look, you know, because basically they're two big stakes. I mean, good God, we cannot allow the Russian summit to fail. We cannot allow, you know, these great things that we're doing to go down the tube simply because of the fact that people lose confidence in the president, Sal.
I just don't believe that. In fact, I know it's not so. And I think what you did this week was just right to get this thing posted to go ahead. And you see it, when you see Wall Street rebound like that, they worry when people are having free shots at you. It goes on and on. I think people worry about that. I think we've turned the corner on that.
Yeah, but you see, we got so many weak people in our cabinet. You see, you got a Schultz, you know, worrying and festering around because...
Yeah. I don't remember
that he ever did otherwise. Sure.
He's got certain strong points, but one is not his backbone.
But we're going to fight,
Way.
I don't know.
The rest of them, I haven't seen any signs. We've got one met guy in transportation. The rest of them are just solid as a rock. Butts, Morton, Schlesinger.
Schlesinger's pretty good.
Oh, he's just first class. He's just solid.
See, Richardson's in the spot where, as you know, he's going to have to prove that he's the white knight and all that bull. And so he's going to try to, he and Archie Cox will try to try the president, you know. Well, all that crap. How do you handle that?
I don't think those people are going to, well, Richardson, what does he gain by that? He's going to have to keep that guy under control at Cox. But Cox is, he's not much.
You don't think so?
No. I've checked on him. He's not an effective guy. In fact, I'm not sure those things will ever even come to trial if they get this circus on. They'll have these portfolios screwed up, nobody cares to be brought to court.
Well, the stuff they're going to throw, you know, is rough. It's going to be rough.
We didn't have an easy first 4 years, but look what we've done. It was uphill every inch of the way, as you know.
Well, okay, bye. You go down to Florida tomorrow and get a little rest. I'm going to take the family down. I think it's best for them to go with me.
Fine, Mr. President. Well, I think you need a rest after this day.
Well, I want them to go because it's a good... I just think it's important to show that everybody's fighting together. You see, the real problem, though, is me, because the goddamn thing has gotten to me, you see, you know, and because of the personal factors. And you get to the point, you know, that, well, if you can't do the goddamn job, you better put somebody in there that can.
There's no No, sir.
Huh?
He might be, but that's out of the question. There's just no alternative. There couldn't be. I think just the very act of not doing what you're doing would tear the country apart.
What?
I think that just the very fact that you didn't stay would tear the country apart. There's just no way.
But put yourself in the position of the other side. They control the Congress, they control the committees, and they're going to try to do everything to get the president to testify, to turn over his papers and all that. How do you answer that?
I don't think they can do it. And I think there are too many important things. We're going into a period now with the Iceland and the Soviet summit, the Vietnam problem. There's just other things going to slip out of most people's consciousness. No, they've dug up all they can dig. They've done all.
Oh, they got more. They got all. They got Dean. He's going to have to come out to save his ass.
But I think he said most of what he has to say. I really do believe that, sir. And it doesn't make any difference. What the heck? The power of the office and the power of your accomplishments and the tasks ahead are going to swamp any of these other difficulties.
What do you do with the press, then? They were sitting around there. They people told me they've, except for Betty Beale, that they've never seen them so unhappy. This event, you know, grinding their teeth and, you know, shit and all that. Huh?
Well, that just means that it was a very good evening. They're never happy unless something's wrong. Well, Betty Beale is a great one.
Come back?
No, she's coming back.
Pardon, sir? Well, in any event, I don't know. We'll have to take a hard look. Hard look.
Well, we've done that, sir. We're past that point. We're going ahead. We're going to win this thing. You're going to come out of this stronger than you went into it. That's what's going to happen.
Well, too bad the POWs aren't the country.
I think they are the country, Mr. President. They are the country. You had people from every walk of life there. Some that could barely speak English, blacks. Just great, great men. And I was most proud of the enlisted.
What?
The enlisted men were great.
Oh, I know they were.
Blacks and Puerto Ricans and Mexicans.
That fellow Flynn did a good job, didn't he?
Oh, he's a superb fellow.
Boy, he's an iron man of iron. Well, anyway, we'll see.
Nope.
But you see, you're going to have the... We'll have to see. Because we've got a... The troops have either got to fight or they've got to, or we've got to make a very command decision and tell them to chuck the whole thing.
They're going to fight. We're going to fight. That I can assure you. The cabinet's already fighting. They're doing well. They call at night and they're getting what they want. They have a new sense of pride. I tell you, I'm just convinced that we're not having any problem with fighting.
Well, we shall see. See you tomorrow in the... thank God we don't have the damn cabinet until 11, do we?
No, that's you can get it. You're going to need it after that. That's a great strain.
You know, I table hopped. I went over. Did you notice that?
Yes, sir, I did.
I went into... just to be sure they all felt they were part of the team.
I've never... I've never seen people like the way these young people came out of there. Their eyes were so bright. They were just great. And it was you. You did it. Started with that speech today.
Well, that speech will get about two lines tomorrow in the Washington Post.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, but it's got on television, and it's got on in its best point. And you were just superb in television.
Better than Norfolk, huh?
Yes. And Norfolk was outstanding, but, you know, tonight with the television, with the applause coming through, and you're moving around, you know, you were a little more dynamic tonight, or this afternoon. Just really excellent.
Okay.
Good, Mr. President.
No, he's...